Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Caracou, Pity, Martinique, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. Thank you so much for being with us today and with me especially. Today's Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. Today I have Ms. Anga Smith, the Executive Director of Garfin, and Nigel Street, Deputy Executive Director of Garfin. I welcome you. Within the next 25 minutes, we'll be talking with them, trying to have a better understanding of what is happening in Garfin. Look forward and talking with you. We take from a word from our sponsors, come right back, and we continue my discussion here with Ms. Anga Smith and Mr. Nigel Street.
If you're thinking about building, if you're thinking about fixing, if you're thinking about building, fixing, and maintaining, then the place to go is one called Construction Limited, boy. Because they specialize in construction, roofing, maintenance, general repairs, all them kind of thing. You could even get columns and balusters for your house. One call is people who know what they're doing, boy. They're quick, efficient, professional, and reasonable. They just even rent construction equipment, including Bobcat. And they just do plenty property management, too. So if you're thinking of going somewhere else, think again. Call One Call Construction Limited, 443-2894. One call. That is all it takes.
Okay, welcome back. Thank you for joining me here today. Welcome, gentlemen. How are you?
Thank you. Fine.
Thank you
for having us.
It's good to have you here. How is Garfin doing?
We're doing okay. Carrying out our duties as the law requires us to do.
Well, with the suit you're wearing, it looks like Garfin must be doing good. But I guess to ask, could you tell us a bit about Garfin and when was it formed and what is its role?
Garfin is a statutory body which was formed in 2007. It actually means the Grenada Authority for the Regulation of Financial Institutions, which is quite a mouthful, so we shorten it to Garfin. It was created in 2007 to consolidate regulation and supervision of the non-bank financial sector. Prior to Garfin, you had about 5 or 6 different regulators. You had a supervisor of insurance doing insurance companies in the Ministry of Finance. You had a registrar of cooperatives doing credit unions in the cooperatives department. You had GIFSA doing the offshore sector. You had a registrar of friendly societies and building societies. You had nobody doing money service businesses. And that was a plethora of regulators, which wasn't very efficient. So Garfin was formed and consolidated supervision of all the non-bank financial sector. Mm-hmm. The main institutions we cover are the insurance companies and credit unions and money service businesses. We also do the Grenada Development Bank. We are responsible for administering 12 pieces of legislation. So we are the supervisor of insurance, we are the registrar of credit unions, we are the registrar of building societies, friendly societies, we are the offshore regulator. Our main role is ensuring that the acts are administered properly, but primarily ensuring financial sector safety and stability and soundness.
Could you tell us a bit more about the credit union and the insurance sector?
Well, we have 10 credit unions in Grenada right now, 10 plus the league. When Garfin came into being, we actually had about 17 or 18, but we were able to consolidate them down to 10, which is a much more manageable number. The credit union sector has been doing well in recent years. It's grown a lot, and it's progressing relatively okay. I mean, obviously, all credit unions are not the same. Some are stronger than others. Mm-hmm. But credit union assets crossed $500 million last year. Membership crossed 50,000, so it's growing relatively well.
But then what is fueling that growth?
We believe that it's the closure of the banks in throughout Grenada, not just in the rural areas, but throughout Grenada. Mm-hmm. So people then need somewhere to put their money. We think also it has to do with confidence that credit union members have in their institutions, that they are confident in it, so they are remaining there and they are doing business there. I think it's the strategies of the banks where interest rates are higher than the credit unions in for loans and lower than the credit unions for deposits. So the credit unions are probably capitalizing on that.
As a regulator, are you confident that the credit union is doing a good job in managing its resources?
Well, in general, yes. Obviously, there are strong credit unions and there are weaker credit unions, right? Those that are weaker, we obviously focus on a lot more, pay a lot more attention to them. And the credit unions have, like all the institutions in Grenada, have come a very long way in the last 5, 6, 7 years. Since Garfin came into being, they've come a very long way. We still have a long way to go. But management is a lot better than it was, say, 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay. So you are comfortable with the credit union?
Well, as comfortable as any regulator could be. You're never 100% comfortable, right? You always have issues dealing with, right? So I'll never be 100% comfortable.
Well, put it this way, another way. Are you happy with the growth and the development of the credit union?
We are happy with how things are going. We still have a lot of issues to deal with.
Okay.
Right? But we reasonably, the sector is relatively stable.
All right. It is stable as the bank... as the banking sector?
I can't speak for the banking sector.
Because we've got to
Actually, let me just say, there are actually three regulators for the financial sector in Grenada. You have the Central Bank, which does commercial banks. Mm-hmm. You have the Securities Commission, the Eastern Caribbean Securities Regulatory Commission, based in St. Kitts, which does securities business. Mm-hmm. And you have Garfin, which does everything else.
Okay.
So together, the three of us are responsible for financial sector safety and soundness and stability.
In Grenada?
Yeah.
All right. What is Garfin doing in the respect of pension? Because that's an issue with persons. Where are we on that?
I'll let Mr. Shreed answer that.
Yes. Well, pension is something that we've recently undertaken in terms of a regulatory aspect to pension. Now, pension funds have existed for a long time. Persons have registered their pension plans with the Inland Revenue Department for tax purposes. But as it relates to prudential regulation, that only came into effect in 2010 with the passage of the Insurance Act. So right now, we are going through a registration period where we are asking all pension plans to be registered. Now, to date, we've registered about 45 of them.
Yeah.
We have one or two which we are still in the process of registering. So it's an ongoing process. We are actually making an appeal to all pension fund members to inquire of your pension plan as to whether they are whether it's registered with Garfin or not. And if it isn't, you should bring that information to our attention, or you should raise it with the trustees of your pension plan.
Mm.
So it is important, and it is a requirement of law that all of the pension plans are registered. That's the first step in the regulatory process. Once it's registered, the next step would be prudential regulation, where we would be engaging with the pension plans by way of the information they submit and by way of on-site examination, where we would have an opportunity to review their pension plan, the operational structure, the corporate governance. We would be looking at things as the investment plans, the information that is provided to members, the disclosure requirement, and the issues in place for paying of pension benefits on an ongoing basis. So it is quite a comprehensive requirement. It starts with registration and it ends with pensioners getting their funds when required.
Just a quick question though. Do we know about how many pension plan there is in Grenada?
We have an estimate. And it is an estimate. I think it's a fairly good estimate. The reason is there wasn't any requirement for pension plans to be registered anywhere before. Now, you could choose optionally to register with Inland Revenue for the tax benefits that, if you are eligible, that you're able to derive from that. This is the first time where you're required by law to have all pension plans registered. So that is why we've now liaised with the insurance companies, a lot of which the long-term insurance company, who previously provided the services to pension plans. So we've liaised with them to get from them a list of the plans that they administer. We've also liaised with Inland Revenue Department to get from them the list of all of the ones who've registered. And we've liaised with the trade unions, because a lot of the plans came into being based on the agitation of the trade union. So we've also contacted them to get from them the list of plans that they know exist. But again, we're making a general appeal to the public. And part of this program is to make that appeal so that persons who are out there and know that they're part of a pension plan should make inquiry as to whether that plan is registered or not.
And it's okay for them to call Garfin and to make inquiries.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think the first thing is to check your trustee. Find out from your trustee. Is the plan registered?
Your trustee meaning?
The trustee of the plan. Every pension plan. Right. Should have trustees. The trustees are the persons who hold the assets of the plan in trust on behalf of the members. Right. So they are, quote unquote, the managers of the plan, for want of a better term. Now, there are a lot of different functionaries who are involved in pension registration. But for ease of reference, I would say your trustees are your point of contact. You contact those persons. You should know who they are. You are the persons who would have elected them or would have somehow been involved in their assuming those positions. Contact them. Find out whether the plan is registered. If you can't get a straight answer from them, contact us. We know the plans that are registered, and we're able to tell you whether your plan is registered or not.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Smith, I go back to the credit unions. Now, in respect to the school savings union, what can you tell us about that? What is happening? Because that's a big thing here in Grenada at the moment. I know a lot of the credit unions, the big ones especially teachers, I know have been doing a lot in the schools. What can you tell us about the school's savings unions?
There are it's 78 school savings unions in Grenada. So in 78 schools.
Wow.
Right? During the last school term, we started a series of workshops with the teacher guides.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher guide is the person in the school responsible for supervising and monitoring the savings union. We started a series of workshops throughout with all the schools. We did Karaku first. We did the schools in Karaku. Then we did the schools in St. Andrews. And we've done, I think, St. David's. We have two more parishes to do, to cover all of them, right? In those workshops, we cover things like the bylaws, the rules and regulations, reporting, accounting, governance, things like that, to train and upgrade the teacher guides to do it properly. So we are monitoring them. We've introduced reporting forms for them to report to us, and we will be monitoring them closely. we have had some partnering of some of the school savings unions with some of the credit unions. Right, some of the credit unions have partnered with the schools and helped them to develop. Because the idea being that when you leave school, you go from a school savings union into a credit union.
Right.
So we have a series of workshops ongoing. We're going to do the last two in this upcoming school term before Christmas to train the teacher guys better.
Okay. So pretty much there is an ongoing training of
teachers helping the children. And then we will go and do our on-sites, you know, assess how things are going. In fact, we've been doing that all along, but we're now doing training.
Listeners, I am speaking here to Mr. Angus Smith, who is the Executive Director of Garfin, and Mr. Nigel Street, who is the Deputy Executive Director of Garfin. And we take a word from our sponsors, we come right back, and I continue my discussion here with these two gentlemen, trying to have a better understanding of Garfin and what they're doing. We'll be right back. All our listeners and supporters of the SGBC radio programs, you can now download the SGBC app on your Android phone. Go to the Play Store and get involved. Listen to some great music, great preaching, sermonette, testimonies. Great things happening at the SGBC Grenada.com, and the app is available to you. Go download it from the Play Store to your Android phone. SGBC. It is available to you, an app that you can use wherever you are. Music will be available to you wherever you are now. You do not have to wonder, where is the radio? Download it on your Android phone and carry it with you wherever you go. The SGBC app is available to you in the Play Store. Welcome back, listeners. I am Stanford Simon. Today I'm speaking to Mr. Angus Smith, Executive Director of Garfin, and Mr. Nigel Street, who is the Deputy Executive Director of Garfin. We're talking what's happening within the area of regulation. Mr. Street, one of the things I think many persons want to know, the insurance sector, how is that doing? We hear a lot of fiasco with many of the insurance companies. Talk to us about a little bit about where are we and what is happening within the insurance sector here in Grenada.
Well, insurance is always an interesting area, especially this time of year. And we know what's been happening in Dominica and in some of the other islands. So it brings to the fore the importance of insurance. And I know that the insurance companies in Grenada would be happy for me to say that they have played a significant role, especially during Ivan of the last couple of years ago. So they have played a significant role. When you look at the financial sector in Grenada, the three main sectors, I would say, making up the financial services area would be the banking, the insurance, and the credit union. Those are probably the primary one. And insurance continue to play a very significant role. Currently, we have 26 insurance companies, of which 23 are active. So we have three which are not very active, and you know two of them, which would be Clico and Bico. While they still continue to hold a license, they are not operating, they're not writing new business. And we recently had another company which also stopped writing business, which would be Grenada Motor and General Insurance Company. So of that, though, we have 23 which are still active, both in the life and the non-life sector.
So 23 is active?
23 active insurance companies.
Okay. To that end, the Grenada indeed has a whole lot. And with happening in the OECS, we are still reeling from the collapse of Clico and Bico in the past few years. What is Garfin doing to minimize the risk? And what's the latest with people money? I mean, there are over $300 million still outstanding, as I learned from many of our persons who had money in there. So talk to us about that.
Do you want to go?
In terms of what we're doing, I think the overall strategy of stronger regulation and supervision since Garfin came into being is the main thing to ensure that it doesn't happen again. We have strengthened supervision and regulation significantly in the last 6-7 years of Garfin. There's reporting and audits and actuarial valuations and all of that. We monitor the key prudential areas like capital levels and solvency levels. And most importantly, in the new last Insurance Act in 2010, we introduced the concept of insurance funds. Every insurance company is now required to establish a fund which comprises of assets, prescribed assets, equivalent to their insurance liabilities. So for every liability, the insurance liability they have, like the general companies would have unearned premiums and unpaid claims, the life insurance companies have your annuities or your pensions or whatever, when you're ready for it. The insurance company is required to have assets equivalent to those liabilities. And those assets are pledged to Garfin or put in trust assigned to Garfin.
So they cannot touch it?
With our permission.
Right, and if it they means want to they change, cannot touch it unless you tell
yes,
them they
yes,
could.
Yeah. It okay. remains in the balance sheet.
Right.
Now, it's their asset, they get the income from it, whatever, they can change it around as long as the assets in the fund are equivalent to the liabilities. That means that if an insurance company gets into difficulty at any point in time, there are assets back in the liabilities.
Right, so if the liabilities is $5 million, they need to have
$5 million in assets. Set aside prescribed assets assigned to Garfin.
So that means, is it an insurance that it is insured or liquid cash?
No, the assets are prescribed. It could be cash, bank deposits, treasury bills, government paper, land, shares, whatever. The law prescribes what it is, right, and okay. the percentages. But the key thing is that if anything happens, those assets are available
to be liquidated.
Which was not the case with Clico and British American. There were no assets there, or the assets were intercompany balances and things like that.
So,
but I think in looking at the Bico Clico scenario, you would understand that post Bico Clico, there's been a significant change in regulation in the Eastern Caribbean, not just in Grenada, but throughout the Eastern Caribbean. There's been a seismic change in terms of how we do business and what we look at and what we require of companies. There's been new legislation. So part of the enhanced regulatory framework is new legislation, which gives the regulator a lot more authority than we didn't have before. So some of the things we could do now, we couldn't do it before. Then in terms of the level of involvement of the regulator with the industry, we have ongoing interaction with the industry. We have regular reporting on these companies. they required to do actuarial assessments, which the law requires them to do periodically. So there's a lot more that they're required to do. And in terms of the engagement with regulator to regulator, we have ongoing relationship with all of the regulators. So we speak to the regulators in the various islands all the time. Previously, you had a scenario where companies operated in the region and they operated in silos. When your business in Grenada was not part of, or the regulator in Grenada did not talk to the regulator in Dominica, in St. Lucia, what have you. So sometimes persons compartmentalize the risk, and the risk in Grenada was not viewed as part of the risk at the whole balance sheet. No, you have a holistic approach where you're looking at the whole balance sheet. So I think that whole attitude to regulation and the engagement that we have with companies would put us in good stead in dealing with problems like the BICO, the BICO.
And one of the key things since CLECO and BICO, apart from what Nigel has said, is the new Insurance Act we had in 2010. Prior to that, we operated under 1973 legislation. Mm-hmm. It was old, it was outdated, it didn't have a lot of the modern best practices, international standards. The 2010 Act changed all of that. And as you know, compliance is something we focus on a lot. Mm-hmm. So that has strengthened the supervision and regulation of the sector, the new legislation.
But before you go on, I
don't have much time. So if you want to go back to that, I won't get to the rest of the questions.
I just wanted to say to the listeners out there who have been burned by this, that we understand and we're sympathetic, and there is work being done to deal with it. Because it's good to hear us talking about everything that's going to happen in the future. But if you lost money, you're sitting at home saying, how does that help me?
Right.
And I'm saying that there is work being done now to try to assist some of the persons who have been in those difficulties.
In other words, to recover their money.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What are some of the challenges facing GAFIN as a regulator? What keeps you awake at night as as a regulator? What are some of the things you have to deal with?
I'm tempted to say everything, but I shouldn't.
No, it can't be everything.
I think governance, so corporate governance, is one of the things that still, I'd say would be my major concern at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Governance has improved significantly in all the institutions we supervise, right, since we've come into being. It has improved significantly. But there are many institutions where we still have a long way to go. The institutions where the board of directors is still not properly established, don't meet regularly, don't discuss the issues that should be discussing. Some institutions still bury their heads in the sand. This governance still has a long way to go. People still don't know the legislation, still not aware of compliance issues and what they're supposed to be doing. Another area that is of concern too is delinquency. Delinquency in the credit unions, delinquency in the insurance companies give credit for people to pay their insurance, and they often complain of delinquency.
People
are not paying. You have other issues like risk management and things like that, but governance to me is one of the major issues.
So governance would be at top of the list.
Yeah, in my opinion.
Okay.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I think governance is important. I think the issue of risk management is also important. Some of the problems we've seen in the past is with institutions who didn't adequately assess, monitor and measure their risk. And because they didn't know their risk, they didn't understand their products, and they took more risk than they actually had the ability to manage. So I think part of what we do as regulators is to make sure that the institution understand the risk that they're getting into. Their risk management structure is extremely important.
Okay. How does GAFIN actually carry out its mandate of supervising the non-bank financial sector and maintaining the financial sector stability? Because the credit unions, the insurance, they form a huge part of the non-banking sector in Grenada. How do you supervise them and carry out your mandate?
Well, we actually have what we call a supervisory framework, which we follow, right? It basically covers on-site and off-site supervision, the two main pillars, so to speak. Off-site supervision is where the institutions, whether it be a credit union or an insurance company, report to us periodically. Mm-hmm. Insurance companies report quarterly, credit unions report monthly. That report is a balance sheet, income statement, other statistics, other statements there, and other forms of reports as necessary. So we take these reports and we analyze them, we go through them, we look for trends, strengths and weaknesses, compliance areas. We hold prudential meetings with them. We call them in and we hold a meeting and discuss it and make plans and so on. These are things which are done off-site, not on the company's premises. On-site supervision is where we go on-site and do an inspection. We go and examine their books and their records and their minutes and their documents and the things like that and their policies. We then do a report afterwards. We point out the weak areas, the areas that need improvement. and we do a corrective action plan where they report back to us. So it's on-site and off-site supervision are the two main things we do.
Okay, with that one, we'd ask, what are some of GAFIN's future plans as we close out this interview? What is GAFIN planning to do? What are some of the things you're looking at?
We have a lot on that we're dealing with right now. One of the key areas is new legislation. We're looking at amendments to the Cooperative Societies Act for credit unions and regulations, which have...
To give GAFIN more power again?
No, to strengthen the credit union, to make
the credit union. Not yes. To give GAFIN more power?
To strengthen the credit union, that's what the legislation is for, right? There's some amendments that should have been done long that haven't been done. And we never got regulations for the Cooperative Societies Act, which was passed in 2012, I think it was. Right? The regulations have been done by the ECCB for the region and not yet implemented. So we're trying to get that out by the end of the year. We also have new legislation coming in the insurance sector. There's a uniform OECS Act that is being worked on right now. The School Savings Union, as I said, we have things going on there. We just introduced revised reporting forms for insurance companies. We have to tweak the credit union forms as well sometime in the future, not too sure how so soon. But probably the biggest thing on the burner right now is, and I'll let Mr. Shreed speak to that, is the creation of a single regulator in the Eastern Caribbean.
Yeah, there's work currently being done, and this is on a regional level, for the introduction of a single insurance market, which means that instead of viewing the insurance market in the Eastern Caribbean as 8 markets, what you'll be looking at is one market. You'll be of a single market where insurance companies are going to be able to operate throughout the Eastern Caribbean. That market would be regulated by one regulator. Again, what you would realize coming out of that would be significant savings, there would be economies of scale, and there would be an ability to have greater efficiencies because the regulator would have more authority and more reach. So when we talked about a problem before of companies operating in silos in different islands, we would do away with that because you would have one market and one regulator would have access to that. So a lot of work has been done in that. I think we've briefed the public on it before. Definitely the industry is aware of what's happening and they're on board. In fact, the industry forms part of the committee that is working on this project. The governments are aware of it. It's being dealt with and discussed at the highest level within the Eastern Caribbean, which is at the Monetary Council level. Mm-hmm. And there's plans for this market to come on stream somewhere in 2017. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting times for the insurance industry. I think that would create significant opportunities for all of the players. And it should also result in consumers getting better products and better service.
Let me add that single regulator would be like the central bank, where we have one central bank supervising and regulating the banking sector throughout the OECS. You now have one regulator doing it. Well, the plan is to start with insurance companies, ultimately to pick up the whole non-bank financial sector. So ultimately, credit unions, money service businesses, everything. Instead of having 8 little GAFINs in the islands, you'll have one regulator. Like how we have one central bank. But we're going to start with insurance companies first.
Okay. You never know, maybe one of your fellows would be working for the regional body.
You don't know.
You don't know. But that's a possibility.
Yeah.
We're out of time, but how can the public help GAFIN fulfill its mandate?
Well, I think one of the key things is your interaction with the regulator. No. We as regulators, we don't just operate in a vacuum. We operate to serve you, the public. The intention of a stable financial services sector is so that that sector could provide support for the rest of the economy. Mm-hmm. And persons who operate in the economy are the persons who know what's happening more than we do. Mm-hmm. So when you go in and you talk to your insurance company or your credit union, when you have difficulties with a particular service provider, you know of that before we know of it. Sometimes you are also more aware of the issues and some of the difficulties and challenges that you experience. So one, we want you to act as our eyes and ears and provide us with the information and work with us so that we understand what is happening. The second thing is improving your financial literacy. At the end of the day, you as a consumer, you are in a unique position to determine the quality of the service and the product you get. If you improve on your financial literacy, you are better able to do due diligence on the providers. So yes, you have a regulator who is there to provide broad regulatory supervision, but you as a consumer, you have a responsibility as well, and you cannot in any way shirk that responsibility, that you also have to play a role in this. So I think if we work together, we should see that both sectors, both the regulator and the consumer, would benefit from that relationship.
We're out of time, gentlemen. Mr. Smith.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you so much, as you have shared with us there. Listeners, you have been listening to Mr. Angus Smith, Executive Director of Garfin, and Mr. Nigel Street, who is the Deputy Executive Director of Garfin. I am Stanford Simons. A great joy talking with you. As always, this is Inside Finance. Join me here next week at the same time. We do this all over again. It's always a joy to talk with you. And always remember, send me an email, stanfordsimon01@gmail.com. stanfordsimon01@gmail.com. This is Inside Finance. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.